All right, here we go. What's up, my boobies? Welcome back. Another episode of Couldn't Care Less podcast. All right, but I'm not going to waste any time this time. I'm a little bit frustrated once again with The Bachelor, and I won't spend too much time on it, I promise. And if I do, I'm sorry, but I don't think I will. First, I just had to take a deep breath for this, okay? This shit is so stupid. I'm gonna explain it. Most people would say, I can't explain it. I can explain why it's stupid. First of all, and I don't know why I didn't talk about this last time, because it should have dawned on me last time, but Madison, the chick, okay? This is the chick that last time, last episode, she told him finally what her religious beliefs were, which were very strong. I know she's Christian, but very strong in the in her faith. And she is a virgin. She's never had sex. She's never drank. Never doesn't plan on it. Not much of a partier, obviously. That would make her not much of a partier. But the point of the matter is, there's nothing wrong with her choices. So I'm going to start this out by saying that there is nothing whatsoever wrong with her life choices. You do you. Do what you want, okay? But why did you join The Bachelor? You know what this show is, you know exactly how it's been running. It'd be different if this was the first season of it, or the second season of it. Hell, maybe even a third season. If this was like the third season of the show ever, that's right there at the edge of the line. If you didn't know by the first two seasons kind of how it worked, then, you know, that's a bummer. You weren't paying attention. Kind of shame on you going into that one. But for it to be, what season is it? How many seasons? We're going to find out right now. How many seasons of The Bachelor have there been? Okay. The point is, for there to have been this many seasons and her not know how this thing works, not know that, one, first of all, they're told who the Bachelor's gonna be before they even sign up. And not only, he's a Bachelor that is known in the past, I guess since the last time he was on Bachelorette before, he lost like a little bitch. He was like, I guess if you put a placement on it, he was like in third or something. And he left that show, was obviously very popular after that. Oh, no, sorry. Fantasy Suites of that show, apparently, he nailed that chick four times in a windmill or something. So that's all he's been known for is his, I don't know how to say it, his sexual persona that he gives off, this, you know, stud guy that, so first of all, he hasn't been a stud this whole, yes, he made out with the entire group of girls, definitely, but he hasn't really been this studly, confident dude that you're expecting. So, but this all regardless, she goes into this and she knows, I'm spending too much time on this, fuck, she knows what this is, and there's been 21 fucking seasons, she's had 20 other seasons to figure this out, that there's fantasy suites involved. This guy's known as a player, kind of, under the sheets. You know that that's not what you're all about. You also know he's a partier. He likes to drink. He definitely does drink. You don't. There's nothing wrong with your choices, once again. If you're not making those same choices, nothing wrong with that. But don't sign up for The Bachelor, okay? Don't wait until the end to tell the truth. You should probably let that out on the first episode, first time you meet. Don't wait, okay? And then put an ultimatum on this guy who he's going through this whole process, and he knows how it goes. There's fantasy suites. They get to do their thing with all the whoever gets to go with him to those. There's three of them, I think, they get to go. She puts an ultimatum on him that he can't have sex with either of the other two. What the fuck? Once again, nothing wrong with your views on life, but why'd you wait until the end? So I feel for him. Honestly, totally feel for him. She sucks. I'm a little bit pissed about it. Also, with her religious beliefs, nothing against those, but I'm pretty damn sure that it's against polygamy. So that's what this whole show is, though. He's dating 30 girls at once. I don't think that's okay. So who's calling? Who calls with a random number? That can't be okay in her, within what she believes in, within her faith. So why sign up? Why was she even allowed to sign up? I'm confused. My real honest opinion about it is I think it's the producers and everyone else squeezing their way into another side of this Bachelor thing. Now they're going to have this goody two-shoe girl who's got her own ways about life. She's going to be the Bachelorette in a couple years. Nope, they've already signed the next one, so she can't be the next one. I can't make that prediction, but I do believe she's only 23. She'll be the next Bachelorette after this next one. And when that happens, you're all going to fucking remember that I just said this, because I'm seriously betting on this. That's what's going to happen. And then she'll get to choose how she wants her 30 guys to be and how she wants them to all follow her ways. And they'll all have to be like that for her to like them. It's all a fucking game. Also, Peter, this guy's such a bitch. His own family calls him Bud after every sentence. His mom called him Bud in the interview they showed of him and his mom, and I wanted to play it for you. I was trying to download this shit on my computer, but I suck, and I couldn't. I wanted to play it for you live on here, but you can look it up. It's the interview. Hey, Frank. Interview between him and his mom or whatever, kind of seeing how it went with Madison at their place, and the mom starts bawling her eyes out, asking him to not, which is a whole nother story, by the way. I'm not going to go into it because I've already taken up too much time with this shit, but she calls him Bud at the end of every fucking thing she said to him. Her dad, or hit her, basically her, his dad called him Bud. They kept calling. It was like they were told. It was so, like I said last time, I think I was on this. It's like when someone can't swear. That's how awkward it sounded. She was like, I just want the best for you, Bud. There was one of them, she paused in between the end of her sentence and saying Bud for way too long. God dang it, I could play it for you right now. You're going to have to look it up, but oh my God. It was cringeworthy every single time. Honestly, when I'm watching the show, I have to shoot my head away from the TV so I feel so uncomfortable at times that I have to turn my eyes away. It's like when a kid's watching like a horror flick. I just call it a flick. What a douche. It's like when a kid's watching a horror movie. I almost said film that time and I would have had to punch myself. All right, I'm going to move on. I don't even know where I was going there. It's like watching a horror movie and having to shut your eyes when you're scared. That's what I was going to say. Just say it next time, Corey. All right, here we go. Anyways, that's the Bachelor shit. I'm frustrated by it. They're having a two-night finale, so it's Tuesday, and I'm watching it again tonight because apparently they couldn't fit it into all the other weeks that they had. I had to shove two nights in this week. I don't care. Whatever. I love this shit. Here I am talking about it again. I know, Frank. Hold on. Give me a little bit. So, what did I already go over? Oh, all that shit. Okay, also, I thought that this coronavirus thing was kind of getting blown out of proportion. It seemed like it, kind of up until today. And now today, I think it, what day is it? It's March 10th. Everyone's canceling everything. The sports community, the NBA, NHL, NFL, MLB are all taking drastic measures over this coronavirus, which I thought it was blown out of proportion, but like people aren't flying. My company canceled a giant meeting that we all had to travel for. It's insane. So, and everything is going down in price, but like people aren't going anywhere, so it doesn't even matter really. Don't know where I'm going with this story. Here we go. Yes, I do. So I was thinking the other day, so I was going to joke about it, but this is some serious shit. I think, because I was going to joke and say that this is a theory, but now I'm starting to think that it's definitely still a theory, but I'm starting to believe it a little. Because this shit's getting a little bit more serious as we move forward. It's affecting the economy. I can't say that it's taking, I guess I don't know my facts, but I don't think it's taken a ginormous amount of lives in the U.S. so far. But how do we know? You know, like I'm into like James Bond movies. If you're not, what the fuck? They're awesome. Okay. They've been going for 20 some years and they still are so good every time. Anyways, James Bond, for example, or Mission Impossible, you can go with Ethan Hunt if you want, whatever. James Bond, for example, he always saves the world at the end. Now, he goes through an entire sequence of events to stop the bad guy, who usually, in most cases, their usual premise is they're trying to cleanse the world to create more peace, so they like do evil acts in order to cleanse the world, I guess. I don't know. All I know is that's usually what the premise of that shit is. They have some evil guy who's got his own reasons for doing shit that makes sense to him, but no one else. So what usually happens is they spend the whole movie going through the whole thing, and then he catches the guy at the end, stops this fucking shit from happening, and the world is saved, and the world doesn't even know it. My theory is James Bond failed this time around. Like, how do we not know that someone just released this shit somewhere and they got to the end of their evil plot? Like, we didn't stop them. You know what I mean? Like, the CIA in all the movies or whatever they're in, or Mission Impossible, for example, they stop the guy with like 2 seconds left every movie. What if we just didn't make it? We didn't stop the evil fucks. They released this shit, and now it's affecting all of the world. I mean, maybe it's not as insane as, like, what the movies would portray. The movies would usually say, like, oh, it's going to be like a nuclear war or something, but this is really drastic, and someone out there might have beaten our modern-day James Bond, Daniel Craig. We don't know. Movie's coming out, I think, later this year, so we'll find out. It's just a thought, okay? Put some thought to it. I think I'm right, or I'm onto something. That's all with that, I guess. Yeah, that's all I had. So we'll move on. Good one. Here we go. I'm sorry, my boobies. All right. Check this out, though. And I'm not, Janina, I'm going to warn you right now if you listen to this, which I don't think she'll get to it, but I'm not making fun of you. I promise. I know you're going to think that's who I'm talking about. You're not who I'm talking about. But technically, I just attached you to it. So now anyone that listens will kind of know that I'm a little bit talking about you, but that's not why I thought of this. Listen, why don't we have a device yet that can attach to someone's, like, inner, like somewhere inside their mouth, like their teeth, outer jaw, I don't know, something that would be comfortable, but decreases the sound of chewing. Because I'm telling you right now, if I can hear, and this isn't about you, Janina, it's actually about someone at work I sit a little too close to, and through the cubicle wall, I can literally hear the chomping of chips. It's insane. Sometimes I'll have my headphones in, kind of like I told you about, where I'll put my headphones in, not really turn them on, just so people don't talk to me. If I have my headphones in, I can still hear that through the wall. That's crazy to me. Chomping away. It's, and the fact that she loves chips, just loves chips. The loudest food you could eat. I give her credit, though, for snacking during work, because honestly, I never snack during work. And then I come home hungry. I eat something shitty because it's quick and easy to make. And what happens? I feel like crap after. I come up here, get angry, and talk to a microphone in the room by myself. Sweet. I mean, I guess that if you're gonna, for example, eat chips in public, I think it would be of your own interest, especially, to not chomp them down to baby powder grains. Like, just a couple bites into the chip will get it down. It'll go down. You'll be able to get that down all the way to your stomach. I don't know why people love to over, this is getting a little bit too critical of people, but over chew their food. Let's be honest. Everyone knows someone who maybe keeps a bite in their mouth a little bit too long in a silent room. And it goes on and on and on forever, or at least what seems like forever, until they take just another bite. All I'm saying is, like, maybe it's not. No, that's, I guess it's smart to do that, but maybe just not with chips. Like, chips, just get them down, you know? Don't need to hear it all. I don't need to hear it all. Oh, man. But I also think that, well, no. You know what? Let's just go here. I should stop golfing. I think that's what makes me angry. Like, the shit that just came to my head about this stupid topic. Like, the fact that I'm a little bit aggravated with it means that something in my life is causing that anger. Or that, you know, and it's gotta be golf. Golfing, I only played one round so far this year, and it was agonizing. I was so excited, too. Got two brand new wedges. I thought I was going to play so good. I mean, it's March, whatever. Yeah, it's chilly, whatever. But when you come out there and play as if you've never played before, it's so sad. And I do it every year. I just keep coming back. But, and you think you get better. My friends will attest to it every time. I think I get better every single year. But really what happens is I rack up maybe a handful of what I consider decent rounds of golf. I brag about only those decent rounds. I only bring up highlight reels from those rounds. And ultimately, that's all my mind wraps around golf. That's what the problem with golfing is that all you think about was the last time you had a nice shot, that feeling that you get, or when you bury a 40-foot putt. but you sure as shit try to forget the ones where, like, you're getting really near to possibly murdering someone your swing hooks so bad. Like, I almost killed a guy the other day. He was right next to the tree that I was chopping in half with my ball. Luckily, he was nice, didn't say a word. But I didn't even have time to say four. That's how bad I shanked it. I didn't even have time to warn him. It went right to the tree. And it's embarrassing when that happens. Fuck, is it embarrassing. Oh. You just put your head down. There was a hole I stopped playing. I don't think I've ever done that before. I think I lost my ball in the hole two or three times, and I just said, hey guys, I'll just start back up again on the next hole. It is such a frustrating game. Only if you're trying to play good, though. You go out there and you don't give a shit, you surprisingly play so much better. I just don't. It's really a mind game. It kills me. But I'll tell you what. Just getting outside in the weather is nice. So I don't think it's fair for people to let, oh, you're going golfing. Like, at least when you're going golfing, you're getting some type of exercise. You're getting some type of, you're definitely getting sunlight. And for the most part, unless you go on a gloomy day, which you're still getting sunlight, and you're enjoying time with your buds. Oh, I just said bud. Either way, the way Peter's parents were calling him bud, it was insulting. They don't fucking like him. Anyways, all I know is, ladies, just leave us alone. Janina is so cool about it, and it makes things so much easier because I don't ever have to really whine to my buds. I almost said it again. I don't have to whine to my friends and say, like, yeah, I'm, not going to be able to. Like, I got to play so much golf last summer, and she never said a word to me, which is super cool because I know I played a lot. And all I'm saying is everyone else should be like her. Yes, there's times where it's like, okay, it's getting a little bit too much too often. But I can kind of catch the signs sometimes and like, probably not a good idea to go today. I mean, I definitely think that way. I don't know if I'd make the decision to not go. But I know that I probably shouldn't when I do. You know? Side note, though. Abby, you heard about her before. She, the other day, had a little brain fart. Now, I don't know if this was something that she's never known or something that she maybe just forgot. Or if she was just having a dull moment, you know? Sometimes you just kind of have a dull moment. And I was trying to give her the benefit of a doubt for a minute or two. But our poor friend, she does not know or did not at this moment, giving you the benefit of the doubt, Abby, what MPH not only stood for, but how it works. Now, let me explain. I don't know what we were talking about, but somehow MPH came up. And I said after that, for some reason, clarifying it in some way, miles per hour. She responded by saying, well, she didn't respond right away. She gave me a little bit of a look, those confusing looks, you know? The ones where you're like kind of like a dog does when you make a weird noise to them and they kind of tilt their head. What did you say? What does that mean? She did that look a little bit. So I smirked and I jokingly said, you didn't know that? And she smiled, like does her smirk that she does, and says, no. Like, it was so heartbreaking to see how serious she was when she said no. She was 100% serious, Didn't know that MPH meant miles per hour. And then it gets better. She didn't know how it worked. Now, what I mean by that is, if you are going 20 miles per hour, how far will you get in 1 hour? I'll tell you. You will go 20 miles in that hour. If you are going 50 miles per hour, how long will you go in that hour? 50 miles. Yes, you are correct. She was a little bit unaware of how this works, and her explanation was this, and I quote, "All I know is that if I had somewhere to be and I had an hour, I'm making it." That's what she said her understanding of speed was. Because she usually would have to get on the highway if she's traveling an hour. And guess how fast around you go on the highway? You go 70 miles per hour average. But if you average that out with the miles per hour that you might go on side roads, you would probably get somewhere near 60 miles per hour if you averaged your all of your different speeds. AKA, yes, she would get there in an hour with an average of 60 miles per hour. It was so painful to hear her say that and be serious, you know. And once again, I know she's one of my, you know, 19 audience members. By the way, yeah, I'm not bragging, but it's up to 19 now, y'all. So keep it up, my boobies. I'm really not bragging. That was a joke. I promise I'm not being a douche. I know that's not cool. No, but seriously, Abby, you know I'm just joshing. But come on. Come on, dude. We ended up having another argument yesterday. This one was my fault. Now, it was only my fault because I kind of reverted back and forth between my opinion two or three times on accident in my defense, and I'm going to get the chance to defend myself. I don't even know if I should explain the whole thing because I'm still confused a little bit, but it was basically about, it was a debate between the girls and Bill. So Janina, Abby, were debating with Bill about alcohol content within a bottle of wine compared to a, let's say, you know, however many beers it would take to reach the fluid ounces of the bottle of wine. So, for example, the bottle of wine we were looking at was 9% alcohol with 750 milliliters of content. Now, what that means, we found out later on, after doing a little bit of research. Yes, we had to research this. Not everyone knows what percent by volume means. I didn't know right away. We looked it up, though. But anyways, I'll get to that. So what Bill was trying to say was that if you had the same fluid ounces in beers, you would end up drinking more alcohol than you would, or alcoholic content, than you would if you drank that amount in wine or whatever. He basically was saying that just because a beer is less or smaller in size with a smaller percent of alcohol, you'll actually be able to add that up. If you were to match the fluid ounces of the bottle of wine, you'd be able to add those beers up and it would equal more alcoholic consumption than the bottle. He's wrong. Bottom line is, he's wrong. The girls were right. They just didn't know how to explain it. And I can't even explain to you how they were trying to explain their point. All I can explain is, Janina and I ended up getting in a heated argument. And this was my fault too. I understand it. But we did get in a little bit of a bigger match once everyone left about how it worked. And it turns out we were both trying to say the same exact shit. But just so everyone knows, how it does work is percent by volume means however many milliliters it's 1 over 100. So if it's 1%, it'd be 1 over 100 milliliters of that is alcohol. If it's, let's say, 6 milliliters of the first 100 milliliters is ethanol, alcohol, whatever you want to call it, then it's 6%. So point of the matter is, if you just add them all up, the percentages stays the same. If you were to do, for example, the one we were looking at was 9% by volume. That just means that for every 100 milliliters of liquid, there's 9 milliliters of that is ethanol or whatever. If you add all the way up to, let's say you have a 200 milliliters, well, guess what? The ethanol would also double. If you divide the two, it's still the same percentage. 300 milliliters, the ethanol would then add on again, and you would still get the same percentage. So if we're doing it by an example, it would be, let's say an easy example of 10 over 100, then it would be 20 over 200, 30 over 300, 40 over 400, and so on. And ultimately, once you did that all the way up to 750 milliliters, it would be the same percentage. So yes, they were correct. They were explaining it in the wackiest way I've ever heard. But Bill, so you know, if you ever hear this, which I don't think you will either, you're wrong. Okay? Just letting you know. So I know that that was pointless to everyone, but since of my 19, did I say 19? I might have been lying. 19 audience members, those are two of them, or three of them. I think I just did that math, all right? Three. And they need to know who was right and wrong there, so I'm broadcasting it to them. Maybe they'll hear this while they're at work, get a little smirk out of it. Especially the one that's wrong, Bill. Bill, you're wrong. Okay, so the last couple things, okay, I actually have last couple things, sorry. First thing is, they always tell you don't shake it more than once, or no, don't shake it more than twice, or you're playing with it. Now, ladies, you might not know what I'm talking about. Guys, you know that expression. You know exactly what that means. You probably heard it from a childhood. And in reality, unless you're a super weirdo, you probably abide by the rule. I know I try to. But they say don't shake it more than twice or you're playing with it. Ladies, use your imagination. I'm talking about pissing. So use your imagination about what that means if you don't know. So unfortunately, I think I found someone else like me that might not deviate from the rule that often. And I don't even know if he shook it twice, because walked by this guy at work and the poor dude had the drizzle. You know what I mean? Walked by him in the lobby area. He had the drizzle on his pants. And the drizzle is the shit that's left over when you're wearing kind of a lighter colored pants and you just peed and maybe didn't get rid of the last little bit that was still hanging out in your pipes, and it drizzles out onto your pants, the inside of them, but then it shows on the outside. So you're kind of fucked, because everywhere you walk, not only can everyone see basically where the tip of your dick is, they can also see that you really didn't shake it off after you peed, and you peed a little bit in your pants. So I felt fucking terrible for him, because I know I've been there before. If you haven't been there, then you need to stop playing with it, okay? Only shake it twice. I'm just saying, shake it real good the two times. So you can get rid of, you don't do the drizzle. But you also don't want to be playing with it in the urinal. But in relation to that, I understand there's a big, like, environmental movement about, you know, like, oh, fucking, if don't flush ones, only flush twos. You know what I mean? I get it. Save the water. I understand. I understand. But I can't abide by that. The reason is, if you're not at a urinal, first of all, urinals are most likely going to be automatic, so you don't really have a choice. It's going to most likely flush when you leave or walk away. Toilets sometimes aren't. So if you're in a public restroom and someone abides by that rule and leaves the piss, which is fucking disgusting, by the way, leaves their yellow to goldish looking piss in the toilet in public, and you go in there the next, you're the next person in and you gotta pee, I'm not trying to take that last guy's splash back, okay? It may not touch my skin if I'm not wearing shorts, but it's hitting my pants and it's definitely hitting my shoes. Sorry, ladies, but that's the reality of it. From way up there, the stream, and I'm not even tall, but the stream has enough power when it hits the water or the surface to show do splashbacks, okay? And the splashbacks come flying out of the toilet seat, and sometimes you can't see them. Most of the time, you can't see them, but I guarantee it is happening. Even if it's a mist, it's hitting you. So if you see pit, girls, it doesn't matter for you, though. You're close enough to the surface. So actually, the only ones that should be abiding by the rule are women. Because you're close enough to the surface of the liquid. I'm just going to call it piss or water, whatever. I don't know why I keep saying liquid. What a weirdo. You're close enough to that surface to where you're not going to get splashback. And if you do, you have a freaking heavy piss stream. You need to stop pushing so hard. You're going to cause an aneurysm or something. You are close enough, though. For us, we're not. So, dudes, flush your piss, dude. Stop listening to the environmental rule. I get it. If you want to do that at home, go ahead. It's your own splashback. But stop doing it in public. Okay? Now, yes, I can go ahead and flush your piss for you. But guess what? In a public bathroom, if I do that, there's probably still going to be splashback. Okay? Because public bathroom toilets fucking flush too hard. Because people poop too big. So they gotta have super thrusters to get the poop through. But when it does it with your pee, it still splashes back. Okay? So just flush it yourself. I'm not taking your splash back on my freaking, on my pants or my shoes, which I'm gonna touch later to tie them or untie them. You dirty asses. You people are not my boobies. Don't be leaving your piss in there. Okay. Also, this is my last note. I'm just going to add it on because I don't have a premise to it. But statues always have small penises. And that's a problem too. Next, like, why do they have to make them with small dicks? Makes us all look weak. You know? Tell me about a statue that's got at least a normal size dong. You haven't seen one. Every statue you've ever seen has always got this little dinky thing. And sorry if that's what yours looks like. I'm not even going to tell you if that's what mine looks like, but it's insulting. Okay? How long have I been doing this? Almost 40 minutes. That's got to be good enough, right? You good with that? I'm good with it. That's the last notes I had anyways, I think. I don't know what I'm going to call this one, but I'm going to decide pretty soon. I'm still pissed about the splashback, you know? All right, I'm sorry. Go to Twitter. Follow at CCL Pod on Twitter, at Seichi Baby CCL on Instagram. All right. I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening, y'all.